You're listening to the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen. I'm Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, filling in for Michael today. And boy, I tell you, the country is abuzz with Lansing today. I've been hearing all over the place about the decision from the Lansing City Council yesterday to rescind its resolution to make Lansing a sanctuary city. And somebody who's been on top of it here locally is Burl Schwartz. He's the editor of City Pulse. Burl, what the heck happened? Why are these people changing their minds?
Well, I'm trying to make sense of it. The big change between when they passed it on April 3rd and when they rescinded the portion of the resolution that declared Lansing was a sanctuary city is the great Lansing Regional Chamber and the Michigan Chamber of Commerce wrote a joint letter to City Council telling them, asking them to change their minds, and they did.
Now, it doesn't seem like the chamber would have that much pull with these particular members of the city council. Who in particular changed their votes?
Carol Wood, who was not running for re-election, and Judy Brown Clark, who is running for mayor, and it appears to be an uphill battle. And one theory is that she felt this was a way to ingratiate herself with the chamber. And, you know, Kyle, when you have somebody like Jim Herbert, the founder and CEO of Neogen, former director of the chamber, coming down to city council and speaking against calling Lansing a sanctuary city, you know that behind the scenes at the chamber, there must have been a lot of pressure on the chamber and on Tim Damon to write this letter.
It seems odd, though, to hear Carol Wood buckle at whatever the Detroit Chamber says. I mean, they historically, they haven't been the best of friends, have they?
They've endorsed her.
Oh, have they? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, Lansing Chamber has, yeah.
Okay. And then we've got Judy Brown Clark, who probably at best would like to keep the chamber neutral in this mayoral race between her and Andy Shore.
Well, that's if she can keep them neutral. I'm sure she is hoping that she has at least a shot of keeping them neutral. But, yeah, that would be at best.
Now, that's very interesting that Carol Wood is not going to run for re-election. That's pretty monumental here.
No, I didn't say that. I'm sorry. She's not running this year for re-election.
Oh, okay.
She'll run
right.
In 2 years.
All right. There we go. Okay. All right. Now, Kathy Dunbar, is she going to be running for re-election this go-around?
Yeah, Kathy's up for re-election this year. The two of the people who were there and voted for it are up for re-election, Kathy Dunbar and Tina Houghton. And then Jessica Yorko is not running for re-election. She has pulled out. Her seat is up this year, but she did not attend last night. But so it was ended up being a 5-2 vote. Now, when they passed it, it was 6-0 unanimously, but Patricia Spitzley, president of the council, had voted against the amendment to declare Lansing the sanctuary city, but that passed 5-1 with the mother-son team of Jody Washington and Adam Hussein absent. Then she got on board and made it unanimous on a 6-0 vote for the resolution that contained the amendment.
Now, across the country, we just hear that Lansing can't make up its mind. How bad do you think this looks for the city?
Well, I think it's appalling for the city. I think it's embarrassing to be a sanctuary city for a week. It sends a terrible signal. But more than that, it sends a terrible signal to the immigrant community right here in Lansing. You know, they thought Lansing was saying, as the mayor has put it, that we're with you. You know, we're going to protect you. Now the message is you can't count on us. That's what the mayor said in an interview to me today. That was the message that City Council sent.
Burl, I'm going to have to cut you off there. Burl Schwartz from City Pulse. We'll be back after the news.